For instance, Omoloch Bapodo, Bapodo says like this. Omoloch Bapodo, Eimos Sefer. What does the Sefer of that Mishnah say? It says like this. That Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Eina Sefer Elishiva, Eina Chanami. Rabbi Eliezer Tak argues and says it's only Sefer 7 days. In other words, 7 days that you become Tomei till you bring your Kabonis. That's all that Sefer, but not more. So the Kisa, what it means to say is the Chur that Bapodo holds like Rabbi Eliezer Eina Chanami. Even though Tanakama argues, the vice says Rabbi Eliezer holds, Bapod holds like Rabbi Eliezer. So Tzeis has to kash shakawai v'imtoy makati Bapod the shavuk rabbonin the yovuk Rabbi Eliezer. Even if you want to say Rabbi Eliezer holds like that, but the Tanakama says not like Rabbi Eliezer. So how come Bapod doesn't pass like the chachomim like the stam Tanakama that here it's mashmir if you become tamer in the 30th day it's tzeisir akel because the 30th day is still a nazir. So why did Bapod the punk pick the Paschal like Rebbe Lezer, he's only a Yochik Negro Tanakama. The Yeshleim Matai says that Bar Poda Svirlei Timid Rebbe Lezer Moshach Naziris Choftes Yoim Hochinam in the Rabbonin to the Meshach Naziris Ashkon the Pligi Ela Vestira the Rebbe Lezer in the Sayyid El Shiva Rabbonin Shloshim Vaida Sayyid Shloshim Rabbonin Menem Elam and Rabbonin Beyam with Xer and Rabbonin Hechel Yom Naziris Tam. Tayyid learns up that Bar Poda learns up that since according to Rebbe Lezer, you see clearly Naziris ends after 29 days, the 30th day you're not a Nazir. It's not Seisar HaKoyol. So Bapoda learned out that even according to the Rabbonin, the Tanakama, they also don't argue on Rebbe Lezer. That means the Uraisa, they also agree that Naziris ends after 29 days. That's what the Tanakama says, that on the 30th day if you become Tomei, the Naziris, it's Seisar HaKoyol, that's only with the Rabbonin. Midrabbanan, Bapoda also agrees that Midrabbanan, you're supposed to keep Naziris for 30 days. Therefore, Midrabbanan, if you become Tomei in the 30th day, the Tanakam holds the Rabbanan Wagoizer that all the days are Sosar, and you have to start over again. So that's the Machlokes, the Tanakam and Rebbe Lezer. So Machlokes, in the Rabbanan Dika Locha, if you become Tomei in the 30th day, do you have to count over again 30 days or not? But Bapoda learns that Midiraisa both agree that Stam Naziris is only 29 days. And the 30th day, you're not a Nazir anymore. That's Pshan Rebbe Lezer. Just Rabbonin on the Yav Yu, Midirabbonin.
Alright, turn over.
Therefore, it's good, Bapoda Shita. That's more interesting that Kesav Rebbe Lezer, no, right. Eima Sefer Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Eina Sefer Lashiva. Now, if you tell me now Stam Naziris is 30 days, Nista Kula, what's Shani Rebbe Lezer? Why isn't it Seisar HaKoyol? Selamai, it's a proof that Rebbe Lezer holds Stam Naziris is only 29 days. Therefore, if you come Tomei in the 30th day, you don't have to count over again 30 days, just the 7 days till you become Tahor. Sumar says, Sub Reb Lezer, Mixas a Yom Kukulai. Maybe no, maybe, but this will be a terrace according to Rav Masna. That it could be, according to Reb Lezer, he holds Mixas a Yom Kukulai. That, like I say, says, Hashto Chayzla Rav Masna, Liyashio Divri Reb Lezer. That maybe, even according to Rav Masna, Reb Lezer comes out good. That even though before we didn't want to say this Svara, but according to Reb Lezer, now we're saying that he holds Nixas Hayom is Kukulai. In other words, really, Naziris is 30 days. Just he holds on the 30th day itself. If you kept a little bit Naziris Petaira, that little bit that you kept is considered like you finished off your Naziris. So therefore he says if you become Tomei on the 30th day, it's considered Nixas Hayom. The first half of the day that you kept is like you finished off your Naziris. It's considered like you became Tomei now after the Naziris. See, even though before we didn't want to say that Svara, because that was only when you make a haircut, when you bring Kavonis. Now the Gemara is saying that according to Rebbe Lezer, that's the Machlokes. Rebbe Lezer holds no. Rebbe Lezer holds that you say Mixa Yom Kukulai all the time. Therefore, if you become Tomei in the middle of the 30th day, you're not sus to the whole Naziris, because the first part of the day that you kept, that's considered like the whole day. So I'll call upon them again. Everything comes out good according to both. Zai according to Bapoda, Zai according to Rav Masna. Tanam, we learned like this. If somebody says, Hareini Nozir Mea Yoim, I want to be a Nozir for 100 days. Halacha is, Nitma Yoim Mea. If he becomes Tamei on the 100th day, Soyser es hakel. He soyser everything. So this kura will come out good. This comes out good according to everybody. The kura, only not like Reb Lez kura. Because since you said 100 days, on the hundredth day, you're still a nazir. So you become tummy that day. You soyser hakel. You have to start over again. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer and his soyser el shloshim yoim. No, you only have to count over again 30 days. That's not more than that. Only 30 days. Now the kashra is like this. If you want to tell me Reb Lezer holds, then when you're holding the last day of the Naziris, a little bit of that day is like the whole day. Here on the 100th day, since you kept a little bit already Betaira, it should be considered like you finished your Naziris. And if you became Tum in the middle of that day, it should only be Sosa 7 days. Wait another 7 days till you become Tame. How come here Reb Lezer says it's Sosa 30 days? Why 30 days? If you tell me mixas yom kukulai, it's like you finished already the Naziris. So Marius, nista sheva, should only take away 7 days. So Marius like this, mamanashach, viloi saw the mixas yom kukulai, elamai, what do you want to tell me? That Reb Lezer does not hold mixas yom kukulai, but rather Reb Lezer before holds like papoda, and you don't say mixas yom kukulai? So still it's shreya then. If you became tama, you're on the 100th day, so you're in the middle of the Naziris. If you're in the middle of an Azira still, list the Kulai. So why don't you have to start over again and count 100 days? Anywhere your blood is a little of a kasha. Your blood says if you came to me on the 100th day, you only have to count over again 30 days. Why only 30 days? If you tell me now you're still in the middle of an Azira, you don't say Mixas Yom Kukulai, you have to wait till the end of the 100th day. So in the middle of the day, you're still a Nazir. So if you become tummy that day, should have to start over again a new 100 days. How come Reb Lezer only says you have to go over again 30 days? Where does he get this new shita? So Marissa is like this: Liyolam, really, I tell you, Liyolam lo yamrinon mixas yam kukulay. Really, really, Reb Lezer does not hold this svara of mixas yam kukulay. If you become tummy in the middle of the last day, so what? You're still a nazir the last day. It should be seiser akil. See, so therefore it's a raya that Reb Lezer holds like Papoda from the first Mishnah. That if you become Tomei on the 30th day, Reb Lezer says it's only Seisah Shiva. Because the 30th day you finished already in Naziris. Therefore it's only Seisah 7. But now the question is here. When you become a Nazir for 100 days, if you become Tomei on the 100th day, why only 30 days? Why not another 100 days? For the Mori Hachin, list the Kulei. Why doesn't Reb Lezer say here you have to count over again another 100 days? Why does he only say 30 days? This the Gemara says, Amar Resh Lakish. Hainu time of the Rebbe Eliezer. You know what the time of Reb Lezer is? Because Omar Kroh, the Pasuk says like this: Zois Toras HaNazir B'Yoy Melois Yemei Nizrei. This is the halachas of a Nazir, the day he finishes his days of being a Nazir. That what? HaToyra Amra Nitma B'Yoy Melois. That if a person of a Nazir became Tomei, the last day of his Naziris, Tein Loi Tairis Nazir. You know how much he has to count over again? Like a regular Nazir does, only 30 days and not more. So Kitzitz Anu Gzeres HaKosif, that where you kept, you makabel upon yourself to be a Nazir for 100 days, and the last day you became Tomei. So even though usually when you become Tomei in the middle, you have to start over again a new count, but there's a new Gzeres HaKosif, that if you became Tomei the last day of your count, that it's Soisa now, only 30 days and not more. The Torah says now, Zois Teres HaNazir B'Yoy Melois, that there's such a lacha that we give you on B'Yoy Melois, on the last day of your Naziris. You have a special lacha then, that if you become Tomei then, we give you Yemei Nizrei. We only make you count over again another 30 days and not more. So Kitzah could be that Reb Lezer Taka is a riot of Apodo, and that Stam Naziris is only 29 days. The other Gemara says, let's say the Machloikas Rav Masna, and Bapod is the Machloikas Tanoim, Ad Melois Hayomim, says in the Pasuk, till the end of the days, Shemani Miyat Yomim Shnayim. Maybe Naziris is only 2 days. Like, how do we know how long Naziris is? Maybe Naziris is only 2 days. Talmud Loima, Kodesh Yia Godapora, and Gidul Sar, Pachas Mishloishim, Divir Rebbe Yashia. Vidashin Kodesh Yia, God of Paramashmas here has to grow long. So what's called long here? 30 days. So that's how we know Stam Naziris is 30 days. That's Rabbi Yashia. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, no, ain't it tzarech, I don't need this posik. Hare Yuei, my posik says, ad malois hayomim, till the end of the days. Iyelu hein yomim, she'etzrichim lamalis. What's called days that you have to finish? You have to finish a count of days. What is considered like a full amount of days? Heavy yom shloshim. I'd say that's called 30. 30 is called complete. Like Tosfos speaks out, kloimar chodesh. It means like a month. Shepomim shloshim yom. Pomim chaser echod. Sometimes a month is 29 days. Sometimes it's 30 days. So the post is saying ad malois means until you finish a complete month of 30 days. Sestus machloikis Rabbi Yashin Rabbi Yonasan. How do we know how long Stam Naziris is? So Gemara says, now my love, isn't it that Rav Masna that says Stam Naziris is 30 days to Yomek Rabbi Yashia? He learns like Rabbi Yashia. Hadashin the posik Kodesh Yeh Godo Pera, that Naziris is always 30 days. Or Ba'apod to Yomek Rabbi Yonasan. And Ba'apod says like Rabbi Yonasan that Yidashin the Malois means a Chodesh a month, and sometimes a month is only 29 days. So therefore, Stam Naziris is also only 29 days. So Tais learns like this, that Obapod the Kreb Yonasan the Dorish me'ad malois, for lo yad b'chlal. Yidashin's ad malois means until the 30th day. And Yidashin ad, for lo yad b'chlal, and not the 30th day. So Chura Obapod goes like Kreb Yonasan. So Mora says, no. O Malach Rav Master, Master answers back, I could learn that Kuli Yal Mashleshim Vinan. I'll tell you, no, I learned both of them need that you need 30 days. Both Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yashia both hold you need 30 days. The Yochas, what's the Machlaikis then we learn it out from? The Yad, V'yad, B'chla, Pligi. Machlaikis says, when the Pesuk says Ad Malois, does Ad Malois means to include the 30th day? Or Ad V'lo Yad B'chla? Rabbi Yashia saw the Ad V'lo Yad B'chla. Ad Malois does not include the 30th day. That's Rabbi Yashia. Therefore, we can't learn that from the Pesuk Ad Malois. That's why he needs the other Pesuk of Kodesh Yeh Godo Pera. But Rabbi Yonasan Sova learns that from the Pesuk Ad Malois, Ad V'yad Bechlal. So everybody holds like me, Rav Masna says, that Stam Naziris is 30 days. They both agree to that. The only question is, can you learn that from the Pesuk Ad Malois or not? But everybody agrees it's 30 days. Oh, Mama, we learned before, Yeluhen Yom Shasrich Lamal is what's called days that you have to finish. Heavy Yom Shlesha means a month. A month is called complete days. For the Gemara, V'yom Shabbos maybe means a week, like Shabbos is the end of the week. And the Gemara, Shabbos Mika Chaserusa, is Shabbos ever missing anything? It's always only 7 days. It doesn't pass Ad Malach.